What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them? Because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh. I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise? Huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yeah, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And what is the second reason? Well, I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. Come on. Y'all already know it's because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, that's also a third thing that I tell y'all. You know what I gotta do. I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you are like, who is this girl Jay and why is she giving a shout to her haters? Listen, let me put this out there in pieces for you, baby, okay? Haters acknowledge me backwards. They really don't hate you, okay? They just don't know how to acknowledge you. They don't know how to show the love. That's all, okay? So when the haters come over, you know, and they want to start peeking and trying to see what you got going on, you just got to say hi, haters, because you know they need this work too. Now, let me explain to you, okay, why they need this work, okay? So when you out there shining bright like a diamond, doing what it is that you do, baby, okay? God prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Okay? It's in the Bible. Okay? Go check it out. Psalms 23. This is where his promises is. Okay? This is where he said, this is what I'm going to do for you. When you out there doing what it is that you're supposed to do, I, God, am going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Then he said, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Okay? And your cup's going to overflow. Blessing after blessing after blessing. You're going to have everything that you need. He said, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. You know, there's another part in the Bible where he said, I'm even going to make your enemies your footstool. Okay? So, when you're out there doing what it is that you're supposed to do, shining bright like this diamond, God, he see that. He's like, you know what? You out there being thrown and wise, ain't you? I see you over there doing what it is that I tell you to do, baby. Let me go ahead and hook you up. So I need you to imagine this. I need you to paint this picture in your mind, okay? Paint this picture. All your haters, all your naysayers, all your disbelievers, all those people, you know, that doubted you, wasn't there, whatever it is, you know, they all there. They all just looking. Just imagine them all just looking at you and you sitting at this table, right? You know, like when y'all go get married and stuff out there, you know, you get married, you have birthday party or something, they got this special table for you, okay? You sit at this special table and everybody else is looking. They just got their eyes wide open like, oh my gosh. And God, let me tell you how thorough he is. He's in front of you and they're all behind him. He's in front of you. And he put all this stuff out there that you need on the table. Like, da, 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 da. Take this and take that. And let me give you this and let me give you that. And they all got to watch it. They got to watch you get blessed, baby. This is just a touchy J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay? They got to watch you get blessed. Get the blessing. Get this work. Get this goodness that God's giving you. Okay? So, what you're supposed to do is be nice about it. Okay? You got to be nice. You can't hate on him. Because what he's doing is he's putting it out there in pieces for him to lure him over. Okay? They start doing things like you might get some phone calls or you might get inboxed on, like, you know, Facebook or Instagram or something like that. You know, you might get a text message or somebody might ask about you because they're trying to see what's going on with these pieces because it's shining so bright like a diamond. Okay. Imagine being asleep, right? You're in your room. You're knocked out. You're in there. You turn that good sleep up. Somebody come in. And they hit the switch, the light switch, turn the light on, right? It wakes you up. You know, you started. Wait a minute, hold on. What's going on? The light, right? Disturbs the darkness. That's what happened with them. That's why they came over. Because the light is shining so bright like a diamond. They can't help. Wait a minute, what's going on? Wait a minute, what you over there doing? Is that my girl over there shining on? That my boy over there shining? They trying to figure out what's going on. Because, you know, God putting you out there in pieces for them, baby. Okay? Listen, they were sleeping on you. Now they woke. He got them all up watching everything that he's doing for you, okay? So they're getting lured in by whatever message he's putting out there for them, whatever he's using. You know, somebody might like this and he got to use that for them. And somebody might be into this and he got to use that for them. Like me with my pieces. Okay, for instance, I do music. Some people might like music, so they might come over and listen to my podcast because of that. Okay, some people might like, you know, God, so they might come over and listen to my podcast because of that. Some people might follow me because, you know, of my food. Whatever piece he's using to lure them in, okay, he putting you out there in pieces, he lures them in so they can get blessed by the message. Okay? So you never, 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 ever hate on them, okay? Because they need this work too. All right? All you say is, hi, haters. Like I said, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. How y'all doing? All right? Now look, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Huh? Have y'all been going over there? Oh, my gosh. Mama been dropping that dime on you. Yes. I'm going to put that business out there for you, that work, okay? And if y'all don't understand what dropping a dime is, the business of work, you know, because I know y'all listening to me all around the world and everything, let me break it down in pieces for you, okay? It basically means that I'm giving you the information that you need, okay? That's all, okay? And that's over at My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Yeah, Google it. This is just a touch of J, okay? That's just pieces for you. Now, I'm going to put a lot of different pieces out there. Inspirational posts, my family, my food, Be Break Radio, all type of stuff, okay? So just go over there, check it out, all right? And do what it is that you do, baby. All right? Now, look, let's go head over to Making Love V's Kitchen. Let's talk about that. Oh, my gosh, y'all. Every time I talk about Making Love V's Kitchen, especially now since I can make Love V's Kitchen, like I'm literally, like, rubbing on myself and stuff. Y'all got to pray for me. Like, whenever I start talking about food, I just get so turned on. Oh, my God. I don't know what. I don't think that's right. I don't know, baby. That's why, look, I make Love V's Kitchen, okay? So, have I been making Love V's Kitchen? Yes. Oh, my gosh, I have. Now, I told y'all that I was a little ill, right? Was eating some stuff I didn't know that I couldn't eat. Was making me go into anaphylactic shock, child. Because I'm healing from mold toxicity. And some of the stuff I still can't eat because it messed up, like, my body and stuff. Like, oh, my gosh, almost died in January. Okay, because of this. So, now I can make Love V's Kitchen again, okay? And Making Love V's Kitchen on Instagram is where I do my food thing. So, you can go over there and check out some of my older stuff. But I'm going to be putting out new stuff because I actually have been making Love in V's Kitchen. Yeah, I got a new house, y'all. I love it. It's so amazing. Oh, my God. The kitchen is fabulous. Oh, Lord have mercy. So I'm going to be showing y'all some new stuff and things like that. It's coming. I did some videos today. I did some work today. And I'm just so excited. So just wait for those pieces, okay? Your girl is doing good. And I feel amazing. All right. So now let's talk about Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness, since I've been feeling amazing, okay? Have I been working out? Now, look, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I told y'all I was starting to work out. I was doing my whole workout and everything. And I came to the house. I was a little ill. So I've really been resting. But I want to tell you, I have like a lot of steps in my house. Okay. I literally got like 3 flights of steps. It's crazy. And I've been doing the steps. Okay. So I've been like skipping steps and doing stuff like that. And I do them all day, like when I'm going up and down the steps. Okay, so this is just such a day. So my legs and stuff, feeling so good about that. Then I've been doing push-ups too. So far I did 80. All right, now y'all know I was doing 100 push-ups a day, so I'm working up to it again, but I'm doing 80, all right? So y'all should be proud of me, so that's good for Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. I'm going to start jumping rope again. I also, okay, went walking today, and that was good. Did some really good power walking and stuff like that. I'm going to start running again soon, so look, okay? Y'all just keep on praying for me, because this is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. And also, talking about my pieces, Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness pieces. Oh my gosh, yes. Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness on Instagram and Facebook. Y'all better get these pieces. Follow the pages because some stuff is coming to you. And ladies, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, for all your inquiries and your purchases and things like that, for supporting Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Yes, the clothing line, Jay's Fit and Just a Touch of Jay's Fit. I love you guys. And wait, hold on. Speaking of guys, I got something coming for y'all too. Taylor's Fit. Yeah. Taylor's Fit to you. It's coming. I promised you. And it is. Okay. We've been working on it. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm talking about, I've been working on this stuff like crazy. Okay. Even when I'm sick, I'll be in the bed, y'all, just working on it. Like, I got to get this stuff together, you know, and look, okay. I'm talking to people overseas and everything just to get everything straight for you guys. So new pieces are coming for the guys. New pieces are coming for the girls. It's just dopeness. It's just amazing. So I can't wait till y'all get those pieces. Okay. So you can also purchase what I have going on now at thisisjustatouchofjay.com, and it's in my link tree up in all of my bios on Facebook, on Instagram. I got 5 Instagrams, 5 Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's on Tumblr. It's on TikTok. It's on Pinterest, everywhere. Just Google Just a Touch of Jay. thisisjustatouchofjay.com, and you will be able to get some of the other stuff that I got going on. And ladies too. Oh my gosh. I got to tell you this. I got a new waist shaper coming out for y'all. Oh, ciao. Yes, this thing is so dope. It's a different one, okay? So we still got the special edition one, and then we have this one and some other pieces too, TRX bands, other bands. Oh my gosh, I just can't wait till you guys get these pieces, jump ropes, everything, okay? So look, let me get out of that. Let me skate on over to the level. Let's talk about the Just a Touch of Jay app. I worked on the app today, y'all. I was really working on the app for like hours, okay? Oh my gosh, doing so many different pieces. And then we gotta talk about the Jataj Podcast Network app, okay? Where I'm gonna have so many podcasters on this app. You guys got your own app from my Jataj Podcast Network where you actually, if you're amazing, I'm gonna feature you on this app, okay? I can't even get it out because it's just so big and it's just so dope. And I've just been working on it now for like some time and I just love it. So hit me up. Follow us on Facebook. Okay. The Jataj Podcast Network. All right. Check it out. It's out there for you. Okay. It's on Instagram too. Check it out. All right. And now that's just pieces for you. Okay. So we talked about Making Love East Kitchen. We talked about the app. We talked about the fitness. We talked about the Taj Podcast Network app. Now, I gotta ask y'all a question. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Huh? What y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh. What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all are out there shining on them so bright like a diamond. Listen here. Like, look, I told y'all, I ain't really been looking at the numbers like that. I was tracking like the one site because I'm on so many. But this one, I was really like tracking. Y'all like really, like today I turned around. I have never, I've been podcasting for almost 3 years. We're at episode 365 today, where I have never seen those numbers jump up in hours like I did today. Okay, I was just like, oh my gosh. I said, God, what you out here doing? He said, you just keep doing what I tell you to do. I said, okay, baby, this just touch that. Let me put it out there in pieces for him, okay? Listen, y'all are doing amazing with the Justice Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, I love y'all. Thank you so much for everything. I love you. Oh my gosh. Y'all really have my podcast popping like popcorn out there in Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you so much. Africa, South Africa, thank you so much. Jamaica, thank you so much. Y'all are some of my biggest supporters. London, Japan, Italy, Rome, all out in the UK. Like, oh my gosh. Listen, y'all, I love you guys. Just a Touch of J loves you. I ain't forget about y'all out in Madagascar. No, I haven't. No. Out in the US, thank you so much. All my friends, all my family. Everybody, just thank you so much for listening to the Justice Touch of J podcast. So much is coming to y'all with this podcast. Y'all just have no idea. I've been working on just so many different things. Like, y'all are really getting ready to get this business, especially this tribute that I'm doing to Nas. Nas, the rapper Nas. I'm doing a tribute for Nas. And like, yo, it's going to be crazy. I can't wait till y'all get these pieces. And speaking of that, it's going to be on Beat Break Radio. You'll be able to catch it on 411 Wire. All right. The hottest entertainment segment on the streets. Because this is just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. And you'll be able to also, okay, that's at every top of the hour, you're going to be able to listen to me, okay, with my affirmations. Yes, just a Touch of J's affirmations going to be coming to Beat Break Radio too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all going to love them pieces, man. Dopeness indeed is going to be on the app. Like, oh my God, it's just going to all connect. And you're going to just be like, wow, this is really, really dope. So it's going to be a dope thing. So the Just a Touch of J experience, it's definitely an experience that you need to make sure that you tune into and check out. Now, one more thing. I think I got everything covered. Let's talk about Toxic Prevent. Now, I've been telling y'all about Toxic Prevent. Toxic Prevent is, and this is not even like no type of advertisement or nothing. Like, I just got to talk to y'all about it. If you're out there going through anything with your gut or mold toxicity, or you need to detox or anything like that, it's an amazing product. And I'm going to be interviewing them. This is one of the biggest companies in the world, y'all. I'm just so blessed. Like, God has just been blessing me, and I'm just so excited, and I cannot wait to interview them, because this product from Nova Healthcare saved my life, okay? In January, I was dying, okay? I could have really died, and it saved my life. I was 100 pounds and everything, and it just got so many of the toxins out of me, and I didn't even know what it was doing. I just took a chance, okay? And I took it, and my doctor was like, oh my God, thank God you took this. So I'm taking it now. I feel amazing. That's why I feel better. You know, I'm going to be interviewing three of them, and I'm also going to be interviewing someone from their probiotic flora line as well too. And this is when they take a probiotic and they design it for your body. Yes, it's out in the UK, so it's not in the States yet, but it's an amazing product, and I just can't wait to share it with you guys. So make sure you are listening to me so that you can catch those pieces when I put it out there for you, okay? Now listen, I think that was everything, baby. That was just pieces for you. Now I skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, and I gotta talk to y'all, man, about this message. It's popping Podcast Thursdays, baby, and I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Listen, I gotta drop a dime on y'all. I have to. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. And look, y'all can already hear it in my voice that I'm just like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna put this out there in pieces for you? Okay, I'm gonna try to go ahead and make it real quick, but y'all gotta get this. I told y'all on my last podcast of this Sunday's Word that I had to talk to y'all about being thirsty. Yeah. Thirsty Thursdays. Y'all know, like, when y'all go out to the bar and you're like, it's Thirsty Thursdays, let me get a drink. But that's what they do out here in the U.S. I don't know what they do in everywhere else, but they go out on Thursdays and they get these drinks, right, when they thirsty. You know, they call it Thirsty Thursdays. And they get what they're craving for. Yeah. Hey, girl, they might go up to the bar and say, you know what, to go out with their girlfriends or the guy friends and say, you know, let me get this, let me get that, because that's what they want. That's what they got a taste for. What do you guys have a taste for this Thursday? Huh? I mean, this is just a touch of day, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in peace for you. What are you craving for? You know? What is it that you're looking for to quench your thirst? Look, there's this post, right, that I made up, okay? One of my, my quotes. Let me get to that, right? This is what it says. It says, some of y'all think it's about being thirsty. No, baby. We all thirsty. It's about where you quench your thirst, right? So, for Thirsty Thursdays, you know, like I said, out in the U.S., they go out, you know, go to the bars or they go wherever, you know, to quench their thirst, right? Any of y'all out there going through that? Any of y'all out there doing that? Like, you go out on Thursdays? I mean, that's what we used to do when I was young. You'd be like, Tuesdays. You got the Tuesdays days. You go out, you go drink. And then you got your Wednesdays. You go drink on Wednesday. Then you got Thirsty Thursday. Then you like Fridays, something on Fridays. Thank God it's Fridays or Good Fridays or something. You get a drink then. You know, you get all these pieces, you know, that you do. When you out there, you're trying to quench your thirst and you're thirsty for things. Right? Well, God laid it on my heart. He said, I need to talk about them being thirsty in relationships. I said, oh my gosh, no. You sure you want me to talk to them about that guy? God said, yeah. I said, this just a touch of change. All right, I'm going to put it out there in pieces for them. So look, some of y'all are out there in good relationships, right? Great ones. The best. You know, you communicate. You don't have no issues. You ain't thirsty at all. Some of y'all out there, you looking for that great relationship, the good one, you know? You're out there, you know, you're like, you know what, I'm out here, I'm searching. You know, I'm out here searching, you know? But what I want to tell you is that when you're out there, you're testing the waters, you're searching for this relationship, you're dating, you're doing all these things, you got to be cautious. You got to be careful. Now, I just talked to y'all about sexually transmitted demons and spirits and things like that you can get from sex and being around the wrong people and things like that, right? Now, I want to talk to y'all about when you're out there searching, about how you got to be careful because, see, you're only out there searching what you're craving for. Any of y'all out there know about that? See, let me talk to you about food, right? You know, food and water, things that we need, that the body craves. You know, we need these things to sustain us, right? The body is like made up of like 70% water. You know, you can't go long without eating, but you definitely need water, right? So sometimes though, we crave for things, you know, sweets and salty foods and stuff like that, right? And when we crave for these things, you know, a lot of times, okay, you might not notice, it could be toxic to us because we're craving what we're allergic to. See, a lot of y'all don't know that. You don't know that you crave what you're allergic to. Look it up, okay? So you out here, you're craving things that you're allergic to, right? Another reason why you might be craving some things too is because you got deficiencies. Yeah, like if you crave salt, a lot of salt, tea foods, you can have adrenal issues. It's your adrenal gland, yeah. And if you're craving a lot of chocolate, you know, ladies, you know, get the time of month, stuff like that, you crave that chocolate, you need that chocolate. You're just like, oh my God, I love chocolate, I need chocolate. A lot of times it's because your magnesium is off. You know, doing your menstrual cycle could be off. Baby, this is just a touch of you. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? But if you solve the problem, okay, the initial problem with maybe taking magnesium supplements or getting some adrenal gland issues straight, you won't crave these things anymore, right? Well, that's kind of how like the relationship thing works too, right? You're out here and you're craving these things because a lot of times it's either what it is that's already on the inside of you that you're needing, like the water, the food to survive, or you're craving it because you're deficient, okay? So let's talk about
craving it because you need it to survive, okay? So, what you out there craving for? Are you out there looking for love? You know, like LL Cool J, I need love, right? Right? He said, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stay at the wall. In the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love, right? He need that love. He on there on video and stuff, licking his lips and everything with that Kingo hat on. Man, baby, this is just a touch of Jay. He was trying to put it out there in pieces for you because he needed the love. Y'all out there putting it out there in pieces for him because you need the love. You craving for it. It's what's on the inside of you. Maybe this is just such a thing. I don't know. I'm trying to put it out there peace for you. Or maybe it's not. Maybe that's why you need it. You might be out here, you know, having sex with a lot of different people because you need love. Any of y'all out there doing that? Huh? Like I said, I'm just trying to put out there pieces for you. You know, you might be craving some things. Because you need something. You're deficient in that area. What if it's like something like attention? Oh, my gosh. Y'all see that everywhere. Oh, especially on social media. I mean, you got the guy that's standing there, right? And he all working out and everything, right? He really wants you to tell him that, you know, oh, your body looks amazing. But he'll post a picture with, like, his shirt off. And he all oiled up after he just worked out. You know, abs. Oh, my gosh. Ladies. The abs and the chest and the arms and everything just looking all good. He all glistened up and everything. And then he gonna post a picture, and this the comment. This with the, this not the comment. What you go? This with the caption gonna say. Do y'all like my smile? No, we like your body. Thanks for showing us. Okay, baby, this is just a touch of Jay. Y'all know how they be putting them pieces out there for y'all, cause they craving something. They need it. They need to be filled up with what they don't have. Or, you know, it could be a female. Y'all know how these females do. I don't know if y'all one of them out there that might be listening to me. But, you know, you do that whole thing where you turn to the side so they can see that little curve. Or then you turn your butt around. You know, you got to take that picture. You got to turn your head around so they can get them pieces. And then the caption reads, it's a beautiful day outside. No, you want the guys to look at your body. You're craving attention. Maybe because you're deficient in that area, you're lacking. You want somebody to give you what it is that you need. Now, let's talk about when you're craving things. Because that's what's on the inside of you. Oh, my gosh. Now, this is something different right here. This is when you got it on the inside of you, and you need it because it's on the inside of you. Okay, now look, let me break this one down for you, right? You out here, right? And, you know, like when we was young, there was a lot of little girls out there. I'm going to call them little girls because, you know, they weren't grown women at that time. And they was out there, they was putting it on pieces for everybody. You know, they call them like, you know, don't mess with her. She fast. She hot. You know, that type of thing. Okay. She had something on the inside of her. She was like trying to itch for that scratch. Any of y'all out there going through that? Y'all know somebody who's going through that? Like they out there putting it out there in pieces for people? Their most valuable parts? Right? Oh my gosh. You know, getting wrong people. Like they don't even care. They just out there wilding. Like, you know, they go here, they sleep with this one, and they go over here and they sleep with that one, and they don't even care. Right? They're searching for something that's on the inside of them. Ooh. It's something you got something like that on the inside of you. Baby. And they can't find it. This is just a touch of Jay. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Any of y'all, like I said, y'all out there going through that? Oh, look, let me tell you how I was. Oh, I hate when God tried to tell me to tell y'all stuff. I would be wanting to put these out there in pieces for y'all sometimes, but I got to keep it 100, baby. This is just a touch of Jay, okay? I can't have my babies out there lost. So this is what I used to do, right? I was into it. I'm still into it. Look, but you know, I'm trying to see myself and my husband and everything. God help me. Okay? But you know, I like little freaky stuff. You know, little freaky stuff. I like being tied up, hanging from the ceiling, and all that type of stuff, baby. Whew. Okay? So when I was younger, you know, and I was dating and stuff, you know, I had to make sure I had somebody who was a freak.
Okay? And when I say freak, I'm talking about you had to be in everything, sucking the toes, all that type of stuff. You know, everything. You had to let me do whatever I wanted to do to you. Like, this is what I used to say. Ain't no rules when it come to us doing that 1-2 and sex. Ain't no rules. Okay? I was like, no. All right, we got to do what we got to do. Okay? Ain't nobody being scared, no nothing. That's what I was all about. And that is because that's what was on the inside of me. I was craving it. I needed it. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally, you know what? I'm a freak too. Yeah, and I be looking for somebody that's a freak. You don't want nobody that's just regular. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes we got these things on the inside of us, right? And we be out here searching for the wrong stuff because we got these needs, these wants, these cravings that are in the inside of us. So, look, I said, look, I need you to tell them that they can't be out here searching for the wrong things, for the things that they're craving for. They can't, okay? They got to be careful because it could be bad for them. You know, they're craving for things that they're allergic to. They're craving for things that they need. They're craving for this stuff. And they out here putting it out there in pieces. Wrong for them. He said, I need you to let them know this. I said, all right. Okay. All right. So I put that out there in pieces for you. Now, this is why you got to be careful and why I had to let you know. Because see, what happens is that you get hooked up with these wrong people because you a host. Okay? Any of y'all ever host a party? Like, you literally, like, host a party or something. You, like, everybody comes over. You, like, yes, this is my home. And, you know, you like being the host, right? See, when you the host, though, other people come to you. Oh, this just touches you, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. They come to you because you have something that they need. Okay? So you got to be very, very careful. Because, see, what happens is that you can get some people out there that are parasites. Yeah, they suck the life out of you, right? And then you'll get all jacked up while they sucking the life out of you because they see that you need them, okay? They see that, okay? Because you out there in need, you're searching, you're craving. So they like, you need me, huh? So they latch on to you. They start sucking the life out of you. And a lot of times, you know, come on, man. You know when something's attached to you that shouldn't be attached to you, that's sucking the life out of you, right? But some of us, sometimes we feel we need that. It's like, wow, this person needs me. So now you're a sucker too. Because now you're sucking the need out of them and they sucking the need out of you. And baby, this is just a touchy J. I can't have y'all out here lost going through that. No, 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 no. What is it that you're craving for? Huh? What is it that you're thirsty for? What are you thirsting after? Oh, man. This is a deep one because, look, it's either something that you're lacking or something that you need. Well, I got to put it out there in the biblical realm. I have to. You know, I love God, y'all. I got to break it down to you. Okay? God will supply all your needs. Okay? Like, He's telling me to talk to y'all about like the woman at the well, right? Let me tell you this real quick story, right? Jesus is traveling. He out there doing what it is that he do. He out there traveling right now. He could have went this way, you know, a long way as he's traveling. But he said, you know what? No, I'm going to stop over here in Samaria, you know, and I'm give me something to drink with his disciples, okay? So when he goes over there, he goes to the well. He tells the disciples, you know, go ahead, go get some food or whatever. So they go out. They're like, look, I'm out of here. I'm going to go get me something to eat. I'm famished. You know, I'll see when I get back. So while he's at this well, here comes this lady, right? And she come down there. Now, look, she is a little promiscuous. She has some stuff going on with her, okay? She has some pieces out there, okay? She was lacking some things. So she comes into the well and she like, look, you know, she at the well to go get her water. And he see Jesus. She see Jesus. Jesus looking at her and she looking at Jesus, right? And she like, look, who are you basically, you know? And he's like, look, if you knew who I was, you know, you would know that I'm the water, okay? Now I wouldn't say he out there spitting that game to her, but he basically, you know, he had to drop a dime on her. Like, look, you know, I'm the water. You out here trying to get this water. I'm the water. So she like, you know, you're not even supposed to be talking to me. You know, don't even talk to me. You know, I'm this type of a woman. You know, we ain't even supposed to be talking, you know, because, you know, they have different backgrounds and things like that. So he like, look, man, I ain't worried about all that. You know what I'm saying? I just need some water and you need some water, okay? But if you really knew who I was, you would know that I'm all the water that you need. This just touches it. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? Any of y'all ever run into somebody and you just automatically know that that person is the person that you need? You thirsty for all these wrong things, right? But you run into this person, you like, you know what? This person just does something to you. Like, this one a little different right here. I don't know. I think they might have everything that I need. Okay, so basically, that's what she was thinking when she saw Jesus, right? So, you know, Jesus asked her. He said, you know what? Where's your husband? And she like, you know, all like that, right? You know, read it. You know, it's John chapter 4. Check it out, right? Let me make sure. I'm going to get y'all number wrong. Let me make sure. Yep, John chapter 4, 1 to 25. Check it out, okay? So, in the Bible. So, basically, he tells her, you know, where your husband is. She all stuttering, so like, you know, I don't know, you know, whatever. So, he like, she said, I don't have one. He said, you're right, right? She told him the truth. I don't have one. He said, you know what else, too? The other five, you know, wasn't yours, and the one you with right now ain't yours neither. That ain't even your husband. You know, he basically read her, like, boom, let me let you know what you out here doing that ain't even right. And then y'all out there going through that, like, you're running into somebody, right, and you know that they're all that you need, and then they let you know about yourself, too. Like, you know you out here, you doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. And you like, dang, man, this person is really thorough. Why? So what she did was she went and told everybody. She like, look, oh my gosh, this guy right here, you know, she like, forget the water. She ran, dropped her water, let everything go to go tell everybody else how she ran into somebody that gave her what she needed. It was a good thing. It wasn't a bad thing. Okay? And I'm afraid that I have to tell you that some of y'all need to go ahead and do that. Yeah, you need to check yourself because you're wrecking yourself. You're out here messing with the bad thing, trying to quench your thirst, when you probably got something good that's right there that's going to quench your thirst. Yeah, God said, I need you to go talk to them. I need you to let them know that they out here making bad, wrong decisions, baby. They out here making the wrong decisions. They out here leading with their emotions. Oh, you know, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and all of his ways. He's unstable because he's double-minded. The tree blow this way, he over here. The tree blow that way, they over there. Women, men, everybody. You're double-minded because you're out here and you're the host and you're looking for something that you need because you're craving it. And you're finding toxicity and you're okay with it. You ever see somebody in a toxic relationship? I mean, they getting beat up and all type of stuff. And they just like, you know, but I love them. No, that's not love. Somebody cheating on you, just constantly doing you wrong, and you still with them. No, it's something that you're lacking on the inside. What's on the inside of you? What are you craving? If you're toxic, you're going to crave toxicity. Just a touch of it, baby. You ever run into somebody like, let's use Sierra, the songstress Sierra, the artist, the R&B legend, one of the greatest ones out there, Sierra. You know, I like Sierra. CeCe, she dope. Remember when she was messing with the rapper Future? You remember how she was when she was with him? Now, think about how she is with Russell Wilson. Totally different. Sometimes, like I said, you can get wrapped up with the wrong things. You ever see somebody and all of a sudden, you're like, you know what? He wasn't nothing when I was messing with him. Then all of a sudden, years later, you see him, he totally different. Like he done settled down, he got himself a woman now. He like, you know what? I don't do none of that no more. You know, he's happy now because now he has what he needs. Like the lady at the well. She ran and told everybody because she finally got what she needed when she was out there trying to get that water. Out there being thirsty, she ran into what she needed. This is just a touch of it, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. You will run into what you need sometimes when you out there being thirsty, right? But you got to understand, everything can't quench your thirst. Only some things can. Okay? Like God. He'll supply all our needs according to his riches and glories in Christ Jesus. Right? He's not a man that he should lie. He's going to make sure that we're straight all the time. And if we go over to him, he'll give us what we need. We won't be having to search out here. Okay? So, I'm going to end this podcast. This podcast is basically just straight to the point. You already know what it is. All you got to do is just ask yourself. That's your homework for this week. What is it that you're craving? What is it that you're thirsty for? What are you thirsty for right now? For relationship. As far as a relationship is concerned, what you thirsty for? What you looking for? Tall, dark, handsome, educated, muscular? Huh? Long hair, short hair? What? A freak, not a freak? What? What are you looking for? It's probably what you're lacking, or it's probably what's on the inside of you. And you're making bad choices because of it. Ladies and gents, guys, oh my gosh, what are you out here looking for? Huh, freak? Somebody who will give you a lot of threesomes? Maybe just touch you, I don't know. You know, I'm just putting out the pieces for you, baby. You looking for somebody that's going to be the mother of your child, that's going to settle down with you? Are you looking for somebody that's going to pray with you and help you through life? Are you looking for somebody that's going to cheat on you? Or somebody that you can cheat on? I mean, look, baby, just such a... I don't know what y'all out there doing. I'm just saying. I need you to pay attention to what it is that you're looking for. Because what you're looking for is what you're getting. Okay? You're getting it. If you're having an issue with your relationships, romantic relationships, dating relationships, you are getting what you're looking for because that's what's on the inside of you or what you're lacking. It's what you're craving. That's what you want. If you're getting beat up and you're staying, it's because you want to get beat up. If you're getting cheated on and you're staying, it's because you want to get cheated on. If you're cheating and y'all are doing that whole thing, that's what you want to do. So don't be out here talking about some you want love like, I need love, you know? If that's not really what you want, you know? Ask God to reveal it to you. That's what I did. I was like, God, you got to help me. You got to clean me up because I'm jacked up. Child. Oh my God, I'm so happy he cleaned me up. He's still cleaning me up. It's a process, but he'll clean you up too. You just got to be honest. You got to be honest. You got to be like, God, look, I don't know what I'm out here doing. I don't know what's going on. Something it is inside of me. I'm out here craving for things I shouldn't be. Seriously, today I was like, God, I need you to calm my hormones down because I'm ready to put it out there in pieces, okay? Seriously, like, oh my gosh, I want to just touch all over myself and everything. But I'm like, you know what? I can't do that, God. Just help me out. You understand what I'm saying? You got to be honest like that. This is just a touch of day, baby. I don't have no problem putting this out there in pieces for you. I am very thorough and wise. And I tell God when I got some issues that's going on. And a lot of y'all out there need to start doing it too. And you won't be out here messed up. Thirsty. I could have been thirsty and hitting people up and saying, like, you know what? What's going on with you? Why don't you come check me out? You know, but I'm like, no. I can't be thirsty for the wrong things. And neither can y'all. You have to be careful with how you quenching this thirst. You have to. Because you'll get caught up in something that you shouldn't be caught up in because you're the host. Okay? You're the host. Living organisms will feed off of you when you're the host. Okay? They'll suck the life out of you when you need things and you're looking for things, and sometimes you'll be so blind and you won't be able to see it. Okay? So just be careful out here. Just be careful out here, y'all. I don't know what God would be come out here and talk to y'all. Somebody must need this. Somebody out there going through it or something. Somebody out there and y'all getting played around with. Are you out there trying to figure out why your life all messed up with these relationships? And God is like, because it's what you craving for. It's what you thirsty for. You out here seeking stuff and finding the stuff that's on the inside of you. You got to check yourself. If you out here doing something and you getting a whole bunch of toxicity and things ain't working right, that's because what's on the inside of you. Lord, or what it is that you lacking, you got some hidden stuff going on. You got to fix that, okay? Now look, I can only tell y'all because I had to fix myself too. I had to help, let God help me get my life in order. All right, so look, this is just such a day, and that was just pieces for you, okay? I ain't talking about it no more, okay? Check it, do what it is you gotta do. So look, how y'all want me to end this? Huh? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Oh my God, sometimes these topics be coming to me and I be right up there. I be like, I don't know what I'm gonna say. Then I go back to it and I listen and I'm like, you know what? That was kind of thorough and wise. Look. I don't know. Anyway, who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Yes, that was my sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. So what is it that I tell y'all? When I'm skating on up out of here, to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond, okay? I tell y'all, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't feeling wise. Please don't. And if you are out here being thirsty, searching for the wrong things, I guarantee you, you making yourself feel like you ain't there and wise, and you letting other people make you feel like that, like for real. Because you got to really check yourself. You got some stuff going on the inside. You out here searching for the wrong things. You got to like really like check yourself, because you won't get caught up. You won't get caught up in them pieces, all right? And look, let me tell you why you can't get caught up in these pieces, why you got to check yourself, okay? Because you got to shine on them, because they hate it, baby. Yes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Like that. You gotta let that light shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, like Rihanna. You know, look. Shine bright like a diamond. Y'all ever see her, like, do that live on stage? It's like she just be, like, all over the mic and everything. Like, she be feeling that song. Because she gotta shine bright like a diamond. I need y'all to do that. And to shine bright like a diamond, look, you gotta spread love. Oh my God, the world needs love. I tell you, that is the only part of that song I know, I swear. But you gotta spread love, man, because it's the Brooklyn way, and this is just a touch of it, baby. Y'all know I gotta put that part out there in pieces for you. You gotta spread love, not your legs, okay? Gosh. And guys, don't be spreading your, you know, penis everywhere neither. Maybe this is just touch it. You can't be doing it when you out here, you know, doing what it is that you do. You got to be very, very careful, even with your heart. It's not even about the whole sex thing, just giving your heart to people and things like that. You have to be careful, because you might be out here really just searching for love, and there's a lot of people out here that will leech onto that. Yeah, they will take advantage of you, and they will suck the life out of you, okay? Because they don't know that they thirsty for the wrong things. And that's what this podcast was about. They're thirsty for the wrong things, man. In relationships, what are y'all out there thirsty for? What are you craving for? Ugh. Seriously, ask yourself that. Like, what do you think about? You know? Like, what goes to your head when it comes to people and relationships and stuff like that? Because that's what's on the inside of you. And that's what you're going to wind up getting. You're going to actually get exactly what you out there craving for. Okay? So you got to be careful. You got to check yourself, like I said, because you might be wrecking yourself. This is just such a day, baby. That's all the pieces for you. All right? So look, I'm ending this just like that. You got it. We grown, you know? Okay, now listen, I'm gonna play the Mary J. Blige thing after this. Yeah, y'all liked it. A lot of people. I'm gonna play it for y'all. Probably like maybe one or two more times. And after that, you know I got Nas coming. Oh, I got Nas coming. Y'all gonna love that. Okay. Y'all gonna love that. For rapper Nas. Yeah, shout out to you, Nas. Yeah, y'all gonna love that. So, check that Mary J. Blige thing out. Okay. Tribute I did to her. Check out my songs that's gonna play too. Okay, and we got some videos that's gonna be coming to y'all with me in them. Okay, for my own songs. Oh my gosh, man. So many pieces for you. Okay, so check that out. And I love my babies. And I'll be back, right?
when I got something else to say. Yes. And when I got something else to say. Yes. When I got something else to say. And I'm going to make sure that I get y'all these links so y'all can go ahead and, you know, get me something for my housewarming. I told y'all I'm doing a virtual housewarming. And there's so many of y'all. Oh, my gosh. Opening up all this stuff is going to be crazy. But I am going to do it. So I'm going to put the links out there. Just give me some time. I'm putting it out there in pieces. Okay. Also, guys, pray for me because I'm getting ready to return back to work. It's been, like, so long. Oh, my gosh. I was talking about it to God, and I was like, God, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's getting ready to come up. I'm going to work next week, y'all. So, thank you for all your prayers. Oh my gosh, I love it. I'll be traveling. Oh, just keep me in prayer, all right? So, look, anyway, I'm up out of here. Again, I love my babies, and I'll be back, all right? Y'all be careful out there with this thirst, all right? You thirsty for? Now check yourself. You might be wrecking yourself. Anyway, I had to put the wallet out there in pieces for you, baby. And I'll be back when I got something else to say. All right. I love y'all. Y'all are so amazing. Thank you so much for listening to Just a Touch of Jack. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of Jack, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine. This is Just a Touch of Jack. Just trying to put it Jack. Peace, that's right. Jack.
Hey, y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jack, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of Jack app.
Thank you. will give you peace of mind. Yes, it would. And you will see the sunshine. For real. Yes, you would. And you'll get to free your mind.
On the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey y'all, this is Justin Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing,
huh? Jay. Oh my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcasts and music, baby. And this is just a touch of Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire, and I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. What we're going to do this week is we're going to switch this one up just a little bit, dedicating this whole segment to my girl, Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is just a touch of J, man. Oh, my gosh. Make sure y'all checking out my girl, Mary J. Blige, on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
It's all about my life.
Yeah.
All right.
So the song's
about to
week.
Put this out there in pieces for you.
Can't live without you. Can't live without you, babe. Without you, babe.
Wait a minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Did y'all like that? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey. Don't rush, baby. Get it right in the groove.
gosh, man, listen. Y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Because I don't want to do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that, don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of J, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, right? Check out the next song, man. What's up next? Drop a bomb, man, on y'all like Flex. Y'all are gonna love this one right here. This is just a touch of J. Yeah, oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy, I need you. Oh, I
for you anytime you need
nothing
make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There were few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. Gosh, I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Man, gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says.
You.
touches you, baby.
Chemistry was crazy from the get-go. Neither one of us knew why. We didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. People swore it off as a phase, said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we did that.
Yes,
it's so true that
yes,
we've been through it.
Yes,
we got real.
Yes,
see, baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby.
And I'll be waiting up until you get home.
Cause I can't sleep without you, baby. Anybody who's ever loved you knows just what I feel. Too hard to fake it, nothing can replace it.
Call the radio
if you just can't be without you, baby.
That was everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of you, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. All right. Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah. That's what they call
everything, everything, everything. You are my everything. You are my everything. You my everything. Everything, everything, everything.
Everything.
make sure y'all Google Just a Touch of J, download the Just a Touch of J app, and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Ladies, y'all hear that? Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake. You know, with Just a Touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. Alright? Listen to the songs. They up next.
can I? She y'all go over there making 11 beats. Kitchen, baby. Going over there making 11 beats. Kitchen, baby. Mama got some brownies. She just had brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of Truth podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of truth. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Make 11 beats kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby. Yeah. I keep trying to tell y'all this is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out there in pieces for you. Significant others. Yeah. Y'all can just take a chill to this one right here. Yeah, man. This beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all hear that? It's called the box. What do y'all know about the box? Yeah. Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to make a lemon in the kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a taste.
Y'all hear that?